Welcome to day 149 of our 180-day study of the Westminster Standards. We're talking about prayer. Recall the Westminster Shorter Catechism question 98 and Larger Catechism question 178. What is prayer? Prayer is an offering up of our desires unto God for things agreeable to His will, in the name of Christ, by the help of His Spirit, with confession of our sins and thankful acknowledgement of His mercies. Yesterday we began looking at the Lord's Prayer as a model for prayer. We talked about the preface to the Lord's Prayer, which is Our Father, which art in heaven. And then we looked at the Shorter Catechism question 101, which asks, what do we pray for in the first of the petitions in the Lord's Prayer? And the answer in the first petition, which is, Hallowed be thy name, we pray that God would enable us and others to glorify him in all that whereby he maketh himself known, and that he would dispose all things to his own glory. Today we'll start with the Larger Catechism question 190, which gives a longer answer to that question. What do we pray for in the first petition? Answer, in the first petition, which is, Hallowed be thy name, acknowledging the utter inability and indisposition that is in ourselves and all men to honor God aright, we pray that God would, by His grace, enable and incline us to, and others to know, to acknowledge, and highly to esteem Him, His titles, His attributes, His ordinances, word, works, and whatsoever He is pleased to make Himself known by, and to glorify Him in thought, word, and deed, that He would prevent and remove atheism, ignorance, idolatry, profaneness, and whatsoever is dishonorable to Him, and, by His overruling providence, direct and dispose of all things to His own glory. That's what we pray for in the first petition, which is, Hallowed be thy name. Maybe you've never really prayed all that before when you simply repeated the words, Hallowed be thy name, but as we'll see, that's what the Bible is talking about. So let's look at what the Bible talks about in the proof texts to those various phrases. First, the first petition, which is, Hallowed be thy name, is Matthew 6:9. And the second, that in this first petition, Hallowed be thy name, we acknowledge the utter inability and indisposition that is in ourselves and all men to honor God aright. In other words, we're praying for something that doesn't yet exist. 2 Corinthians 3:5, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Psalm 51:15, O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. So acknowledging the need to pray this, we pray that God would by his grace enable and incline us and others to know and also to acknowledge and highly to esteem him. Psalm 67:2-3, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. We are to pray that God would by his grace enable and incline us and others to know, to acknowledge, and highly to esteem his titles, God's titles. Psalm 83:18, that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the most high over all the earth. We pray, when we say, Hallowed be thy name, that God would by his grace enable and incline us and others to know, to acknowledge, and highly to esteem his attributes. Psalm 86, starting at verse 10, for thou art great and dost wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth. When we pray, Hallowed be thy name, we pray that God would by his grace enable and incline us and others to know, to acknowledge, and highly to esteem his ordinances and his word. 2 Thessalonians 3:1, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you. Psalm 147:19, he showeth his word, unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgment unto Israel. He hath not dealt so with any nation, and as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 138, starting at verse 1, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple, and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answerest me and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. 2 Corinthians 2, starting verse 14. Now thanks be to God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ in them that are saved and in them that perish. When we pray, Hallowed be thy name, we pray that God would, by his grace, enable and incline us and others to know, to acknowledge, and highly to esteem his works, and whatsoever he is pleased to make himself known by. Psalm 145, throughout the psalm, I will extol thee, my God, O King, something you can read in your spare time. Psalm 8, also throughout, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. And we're also pray that we would glorify him in thought and word and deed. Looking first at thought and word, Psalm 103:1, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Psalm 19:14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And we also pray that we would glorify him in our deeds. Philippians 1:9, and this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. When we pray, Hallowed be thy name, we pray that he would prevent and remove atheism, ignorance, idolatry, profaneness, and whatsoever is dishonorable to him. Let's look first that he would prevent and remove atheism. Psalm 67, starting at verse 1, God be merciful to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, and let all people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. We pray that he would prevent and remove ignorance. Ephesians 1, verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. When we pray, Hallowed be thy name, we pray that he would prevent and remove idolatry. Psalm 97:7, confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. And we pray that God would prevent and remove profaneness. Psalm 74:18, remember this, that the enemy hath reproached, O Lord, and that the foolish people have blasphemed thy name. Arise, O God, plead thine own cause. Remember how the foolish man reproached thee daily. Forget not the voice of thine enemies. The tumult of those that rise up against thee increaseth continually. And we pray that he would prevent and remove whatsoever is dishonorable to him. 2 Kings 19:15, and Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, which dwelleth between the cherubims, thou art the God, even thou alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. Lord, bow down thine ear and hear. Open, Lord, thine eyes and see, and hear the words of Sennacherib, which hath sent him to reproach the living God. And finally, when we pray, Hallowed be thy name, we pray that by his overruling providence, God would direct and dispose of all things to his own glory. 2 Chronicles 20, starting at verse 6, Jehoshaphat said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? And now, behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldst not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us, to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Psalm 83, it says for us to read throughout the psalm, such as, keep not thou silence, O God, hold not thy peace, etc. And Psalm 140, verse 4, keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from the violent man, who hath purposed to overthrow my goings. Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Further not his wicked device, lest they exalt themselves. Selah. And that completes our look at the first petition. Tomorrow we'll look at the second petition, which is Thy Kingdom Come. Not entirely different from what we've seen, because what we've seen today, that when we pray, Hallowed be thy name, we're praying that God would be the judge of all nations, and that the knowledge of God would, to quote another passage that wasn't quoted here, it maybe should have, that the knowledge of the Lord would fill the earth as the waters cover the sea. So that's, I think, reflects something of the post-millennial character of the Westminster Standards, and we'll certainly see more of that tomorrow. The second petition, which is Thy Kingdom Come, and that will be on day 150.